public hearing this evening is change of zone number 1757 BLN LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County. Parcels containing 14,400 square feet more or less and lying southeast of Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 6/10 of a mile west of Route 321 Park Avenue, with a 911 address of 22440 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, Delaware, and a tax map ID of number District 135, map 15, parcel 83. Gentlemen, for the record, this application was filed on July 15, 2014, and is the application included a site plan survey showing existing improvements on the site, and for the benefit of the record, we have passed those down for your review. Also be advised that Department of Transportation provided comments in the form of a support facilities report dated January 29th of 2014. The reference that the traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service E of Seashore Highway being Route 9 will not change as a result of this application. I'd also advise that this site was previously reviewed for a different change of zone. It was proposed to be AR1 to CR1, commercial residential, back on May 8th of 2014. The public hearings were held. We had heard comments from DelDOT, County Engineering, the Conservation District. There were parties present on behalf of the applicant with their attorney and gave testimony. There were no parties present in opposition. At the conclusion of that public hearing, the commission did defer action for further consideration. And then on May 22nd, the commission reviewed this application under old business. There was a motion, second, and carried with four votes to forward this application, or that application, excuse me, to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be denied. And it was a summary of five statement reasons, which are in the record. I can read them, or you can defer till later what the reasons were. This is a different application. Just want to show that it had previously been public hearing on this application. Your option.
Okay.
Since it's a different application, unless you want, somebody wants them read into the record, you know, I don't know that it's necessary at this point.
No, just reference for purpose of record.
For historical background.
That's just incorporated by reference.
Yeah,
That's fine.
Totally different application.
Right.
Okay. All right, then. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good evening. My name's Leon Ware. I reside at 20593 Russ Road, Harbison, Delaware.
Okay. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, as you know, I was here before a few months ago with council. And then we were asking for C1, and now we're asking for B1.
Okay.
When we got before county council, they recommended that we change to B1 and reapply, and they thought that that would be more favorable, because that's what it's used for now as an office, and B1 would be the office. They recommended that we come back through, and they waived all the fees, application fees, and felt that they would find it favorable. So we did that, and here I am.
All right, then. Okay. Well, thank you very much. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, Mr. Johnson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was not at that public hearing, so I don't know the history of the property, and that might be helpful. It would be helpful to me to know how this property has been used over the years and how it would fit into a B1 rezoning, and because it is a new application. So the information that was held at the previous one is not part and parcel of this.
It actually is.
Well, I mean, we can incorporate it, but I think for the sake of the record, if you could just briefly describe so that we've got some basis to act on, if you could, for this application, just
Just give us a little bit of the history of the property and how it's being used today.
The history of the property, it's always been like commercial property. It was a gas station, a convenience store. We purchased the property about 8 years ago, and we used it for our construction office, Creative Builders' construction company's office. Since then, we have vacated the building because we have moved on. The building is not big enough. So we have rented it out as office space. It's been used for a computer repair shop. And it's basically an office now. It's the same office that was when we used it. And that's more with the neighborhood that's there. There's houses next door. I back up to the sports at the beach is behind me. Sports at the beach is on one side of me. And it would still be used as an office. The problem that we're having is when we go to rent the building, we always rent it as an office, but then they have to go for conditional use, and then it takes 2 months to go through conditional use, and then the renter doesn't want to wait. So it's been a hardship on us. The property's been for sale for 4 years. We didn't come to change the zoning to sell the property, or we would have done that 4 years ago. We just want to be able to rent the property in a timely fashion and rent it as an office so there would be nothing outside. So that's where we are with the property.
So your intent at this point is for it to remain in the current use that it has been used?
Yes, there would be no changes to the building or the structure or anything like that. It's a small building. It's very small. It has a little kitchenette in it. It has a bathroom, a conference room, a reception room, and three offices. That's all there. That's all that property has.
And being very familiar with the area, and for the benefit of the record, I know there's some other office-type facilities in the area. Would you share that with the commission?
I don't know that. I do know that there's another computer repair shop four doors down, and there's other office area-type things that are rented, but I don't know what they're rented at or what they're zoned at.
Okay. And Mr. Lank, in terms of location of the sheds on the property, does that present a problem in terms of setbacks?
They're almost all the improvements on the property, to my knowledge, are prior zoning. Okay. So the setbacks can stay as they are. The issue that came up with the CR1 was the parcel's undersized. It's only 80 feet wide. If you take rezone it to CR1, which was the original application, or B1, he's pretty much restricted to what he has. But he has to maintain 20-foot side yards, and he's 24 and 29, so there isn't much change he can get out of it as far as that. And plus, there's a 30-foot rear yard, so it's very limited on how much he can make improvements to this site unless he goes through variances to get anything less. If it had been a conditional use, he would have only had to be 10 feet on side yard because it's an undersized lot on the side, so he would have benefited by the conditional use.
Okay.
And that was one of the suggestions here at the commission level. But the B1, there are other commercial activities in the general area more to the west, not counting towards the beach. That's a conditional use. There are just east and in front of near Ports of the Beach, there was a paver tile parcel that was approved with the fences up, and there was some storage there temporarily. I'm not sure if that's active or not. There is a sign there, so I'm assuming it's active. That was a conditional use also. But then you go to the west towards Georgetown, there's commercial activities on the north side of Route 9, Serpro, Daisy Construction, the old Russ Weir and the mini storage. Parker's in the Russ Weir building, and then mini storage, so that's activities. And across the road from that, the non-conforming businesses for what the old Starting Gate, which is now a package store. And
yes.
That's pretty much it until you get in towards town.
Okay. Thank you. So as I understand it from your information, Mr. Lang, actually the B1 rezoning of the property may, in fact, restrict how the property can be used.
It will, unless there are variances, because of setbacks.
Okay.
And parking requirements, because it's a small parcel.
Mr. Chairman, I understand the application, and I have no further questions at this point.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton? understand the application and have no questions.
Mr. Smith.
Just Route 9, the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, that's a major arterial road. Definition of that, do we know?
It's a major arterial or major collector.
Major collector.
Arterial.
Red on that map. Let me find it. Yeah, I have to go through the maps in the land use plan to just see. It's a major arterial. I think it's a major collector. Typically, the arterials are Route 1, Route 9, Route 1, Route 13, 113.
But it's considered a major. Major road,
major
that
road
lends itself to business uses as per the comp plan.
Yeah, without going to the map.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. No further questions.
All right, then. Mr. Rawls?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, but just one sort of explanation on this one. It came back to us because state law says if you're going to have an ordinance introduced to change something to C1, you'd think maybe a B1 is sort of a lesser included zoning than a C1, but you can't do that under state law because you have to advertise what it is you're applying for. So that's why this gentleman had to cycle back through the process for B1. I just wanted to sort of explain that. We don't mean to make you run through the mill, but that's what
that's state the way law it was explained to me at county council. They just said they didn't like the C1 because it could have been used for a lot of other things. And B1 is actually what it's being used for and what it will be continued to be used for.
And because it was introduced and the ordinance was proposed to C1, they could either act on that or not. They couldn't recreate it or amend it down to B1.
You can't change it on
the
fly.
Yeah,
right. It's either you have to start all over again. That's why you're here. So sorry for the inconvenience.
It's not like the court with lesser charges.
Right.
True. Yeah, you can't plead it out. So. Anyway, all right, sir, thank you. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1757 BLN LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1757? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.